Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel of Maaseres, 4-3. The next few Mishnayos will consider if you take a little mini batch, if you will, of produce from a batch that has not had Gemar Malacha, and then you do something to that mini batch, can that mini batch get the status of being Nigmar Malacha as like a little a subset of the whole, requiring that mini batch to be tithed before eating even a Chilas Arai? So the Mishnah says, Hanotel Zeisim min HaMa'atan. If a person takes out a few olives from the ma'atan, now the ma'atan was the container where you put olives that you picked to sort of like stew in their own juices, sort of like maybe it's ferment or get old a little bit and soften, and that makes the extraction of the oil later on much easier. So they're sitting in this ma'atan, and that's really not digmar malachtan because you're planning on pressing them for oil, and the question is what happens if you pick a few of those out? V'tovel echad echad b'melach v'ochel. You could take them one at a time, dip them into salt, and eat them. And that can be considered a chilas arai. The dipping in salt here is dipping in salt one at a time. It's not drowning in salt to sort of dry it out, to make, you know, like beef jerky style olives. So that's okay. That's a chilas arai. Imalach v'nas in the fun of. However, if you dip them in salt and then like put them in front of you for later consumption, so you start dipping them multiple olives one at a time, then another, and then another, and you're putting it in front of you. So what you're doing is you're creating a little mini batch, and that mini batch is sort of setting aside for future consumption, not immediate consumption, and that mini batch essentially has reached its Gemar Malacha, because what are you doing? Basically, you're taking them, you're dipping them in salt, and then you're going to eat them. So they're no longer set aside for oil pressing and so on. You've created a mini batch, and that being the case, kind of like the halachas of Tzeref before, of you know, amassing a number of these things. So if you have more than one dipped in salt sitting before you at that point, you must tie them before eating them. And that's what the Mishnah says here, Imalach v'nas in the fun of, if you salt them multiple olives, putting them in front of you for not immediate hand-to-mouth consumption, so then chayev, so then they're required to be tithed. Rabbi Lezer even adds further. He says, if min ha-ma'atan ha-tahor, if you are tameh and you're pulling olives out of a ma'atan, and the ma'atan is holding a number of olives that are all tahor, so you're never going to put the olives that you were picking at and eating, if you decide afterwards to, you know, to put them, you've had enough, you're going to put them back into the batch within the ma'atan. You'll never do that if you are tame and the olives are tahor, because you're going to make the larger ma'atan contents to be tame. So you wouldn't do that. So that being the case, you're not intending to ever put it back. And that being the case, the olives you take out are like a mini batch with no turning back, and therefore they're immediately chayv in tithing, says Rabbi Eliezer. So that's what he says here. He says, min ha-ma'atan ha-tahor. If you're pulling out of a tahor ma'atan and you're a tummy, then chayev, then that batch you pulled out of the ma'atan all must be tithed right away, because you're not ever going to even consider putting them back in. Umin ha-tame pator. But if you're already pulling out of a tame content ma'atan, so then you are, that little mini batch is exempt because, as the Mishnah says, "B'mnei shehu machazir es hamosar," because you'll happily return the olives back to the ma'atan in the event that you don't eat all of them that you took out, the handful you took out, whatever it was. So that's Rabbi Elazar Shita. However, the halacha does not follow him. The halacha follows Stam Mishnah, the Tanakama, which means that we're not considering that factor. We're simply saying if you take a handful out, as long as you don't start amassing, you know, several salted ones, that's considered a chilas arai. And you can eat them without tithing them.